The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
I first discovered Beth Orton on the 2002 Daybreaker record, unaware at the moment that she had been making music for several years before. But from that day on, I was a fan and always rushed to hear anything that she releases. Her 2016 album Kid Sticks ranks up there at the top and finds her in the electronic world again, but pairing it with her style of songwriting that has graced her last few discs, it's a perfect marriage. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
I know that people are kind of concentrating on the sound of the album because it's kind of the hook of the story. And it's sort of funny that with every time you change your sound, it's almost like you have to explain yourself.
The idea of explaining oneself or trying to, that's always a funny one because you find yourself explaining yourself to whoever you're speaking to and sort of meeting their idea somehow, sometimes. And that can be odd. But it's a great record. It is a different sound from my last record, and it's something I'm very proud of.
How hard was it for you to make that jump then? Because, I mean, it's not so far. You've messed with electronics all throughout your career, but this is definitely more. You know, was it hard for you to kind of get in that headspace to do, like, full on the way you sort of did it here?
No, you see, I didn't do it. I mean, it was a very natural situation. I didn't have to get myself in a headspace to do it. I just was in a headspace, and that's what occurred. It started with me and Andy Hung getting in a room together, and I had no expectation of what would happen when he and I went in a room together. I ended up playing the keyboards, and I've not done that before, and he would change the sounds as I was just playing these random parts, and then after a couple of days it became less random, and then after another couple of days I started to really be like, actually I want to hear this, and then I want to hear this, and I want to play that on top of that, and this incredible sort of symbiosis happened between he and I, and it was very sweet.
Project myself into the love of someone else, unless truly project myself into the love of someone else.
And then there's that opening line of the album, which is so kind of an amazing way to start an album, because project myself into the life of someone else. Like, I don't know if you meant for that to be the opening statement on purpose.
Well, probably not, maybe in the way that you might assume, but I'm very aware of what I say in these songs. But what I'm saying is that probably making this record was an out-of-body experience for me in all sorts of ways. Yeah.
There's something, are you doing something with your voice on the song Falling? Like, are you, it sounds like you're kind of, I don't know if being in a character is the right word, but or just having fun with your voice, but there's something it sounds like you're doing different there.
Well, I think throughout the record, I'm definitely having, like, I'm playing with my voice. I'm definitely finding registers that I've never worked from, and I am in character to some degree throughout the record, and yet at the same time probably more connected in other ways than ever. It's funny, you know, I don't connect with these different voices, so much happens, and I did have a lot of fun with that, definitely.
When you're writing the words, do you try to match the voice to whatever the lyrics are doing? Is it a character study at any point, or is
No.
it just you experimenting?
I've always respected people who can do character studies, like, oh, wow, how amazing to be able to, like, kind of remove yourself that much. But I don't remove myself. And when I write, I am just, there is a symbiosis. There's no kind of, like, clever part of me going, interesting. I'm always just completely enveloped in what I'm doing. And I think that becomes the character, if there's a character. And but what I think happens for me is the character that I think that there are a connection to a source that is beyond my kind of, well, that means said too pretentious, but it's sort of this sense of, like, you know, you connect to, I don't know, I can't be clever about what I do. Yeah. I wish I could. I wish I could sit and go, well, actually, yeah, I was analyzing the poetry of blah, blah, and I decided that, but no, it's all a big old, I never really know what the heck I'm doing, and I quite enjoy that, and I think if I started to try and own it, yeah, maybe it wouldn't be quite as interesting.
I think one of the other interviews that you'd done was someone commenting on how many different imagery of various pieces of earth and weather and stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, I was looking at this more, I don't know, astrological version of the record myself. You know, I mean, sure, you have a song called Moon, and the sound of the record is sort of futuristic because of that scent that always kind of lends itself, and I'm looking around and going, this is perfect because NASA is doing some incredible things, and I feel like I have a soundtrack for this now.
Yeah, right. I know, I was so blessed. I like the I think the day almost that Moon was released, it was the huge news came in from NASA, and it's just like, from the whole time I was in Los Angeles, everything was about the moon. There was a blood moon, there was a this moon, there was a harvest moon, there was a the first time this moon has happened. You know, it just, everything is very moon orientated, and I am, and it's funny, at the same time I missed the moon in LA. I could never find it somehow, and yet I was constantly writing about it and thinking and looking, and I am very interested.
In this world that I can only see by the light of the moon, and there's that I can only want more than that.
I know I've said it, but I'm still in love with Beth Orton's new Kid Sticks record. Hey, for more of my interviews, you can head to Facebook and Twitter /Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.